Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad that you hung out today because we got Ken Yancey is back on the show. Ken is CEO of SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, an organization you've heard me recommend to you many times over the last almost 10 years. And Ken and I have known each other a long time. It's been a while since we've talked last, but he's here now. Ken, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having us this morning.
It's good to have you here. And Lisa Baker is also here, ladies and gentlemen. She's director of small to medium businesses on the marketing side of HP over at that outstanding organization, HP. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And say hello to Ken. I know you guys know each other very well.
Ken, it's great to hear you.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you.
Isn't it great how technology can bring us all together from three different places?
What a wonderful thing it is, I'll tell you.
It's a great time to be alive, isn't it, Lisa?
It absolutely is.
Technology is wonderful. I kind of like technology, don't you?
Couldn't live without it.
it smells like bacon and eggs to me, doesn't it, to you? I know one of the main things you guys want to talk about is data backup, making sure that we back up our stuff. Before we do that, though, Ken, I'd like for you my audience has heard me talk about SCORE many times mm-hmm. over the years, but I'd like for you to give us your very best SCORE commercial.
Sure. Well, Jim, you know, as you know, and as you told your listeners over time, we're an organization of 11,000 small business advisors, both working and retired men and women that volunteer their time to help folks that are interested in starting, growing, managing, buying, selling within their business. It's an outstanding resource, over 300,000 years of business experience within that cadre of volunteers. And again, as you know, that counseling and mentoring is available to any small business owner or potential small business owner that would like to avail themselves of the service, and it is absolutely free.
Yeah.
We're a partner with the Small Business Administration and serving over 325,000 different businesses and individuals each year. So, you know, what a terrific resource that the SBA has put together, and these volunteers are very, very generous with their time and talent, and any small business owner that doesn't take advantage of this is really missing out on an opportunity.
Well, it is an outstanding organization, as I've mentioned many times before. I've known many SCORE volunteers, and that's SCORE.org, right?
That's correct. SCORE.org, correct.
And that stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives. Now, Lisa, you guys have been working with SCORE for a while now at HP, and one of the things I know you guys want to talk about today is the issue of data backup, making sure that if you have a problem, if you have any kind of an emergency or whatever it might happen, that your stuff is secure. Now, one of the reasons why this is important, my audience has heard me say many times, is this: the research shows that more and more of us are leveraging our intellectual property more and our fixed assets less. Now, that's not to say that we don't have inventory, we don't have buildings and trucks and things like that. It's just that to get our job done, to earn our living, more of us are using the stuff in our computers more and more. And so it's becoming more important to us, isn't it, Lisa?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, Ken and I have been working together for quite a while. We've have a program in market called Business Matchmaking where we facilitate small businesses to meet with private and public sector procurement organizations to help them establish contracts. And we got together about a year ago and we said, you know, what else can we do jointly together to help small business in this country? And we came up with the idea of really bringing to the forefront this important issue of ensuring small businesses protect their most critical company asset, and that is their documents, their records, and all the things that reside on their computers. So Our joint partnership is really to educate small businesses on why this is such an important issue and why we really can't ignore the fact. You know, some of the statistics are extremely startling. One national statistic shows that 70% of small businesses that have a major data loss are never able to recover and get back in business.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ken, the analogy that I'd like to make is you lock your building at night, you count your inventory, and you protect it almost with your life. You set up alarm systems on your system. You might even have a guard or you know somebody who patrols your property, depending on how big you are. You'd never think of leaving the things that you can see laying around where people could pick it up, and yet the stuff inside on your hard drive could be more valuable, couldn't it?
You know, it often is when you start talking about client lists and sales receipts and sales records and your supplier information, company employee records, all types of data. And, you know, there's any number of different kinds of disasters that can occur that will impact that. And it can be as large and as complex as something like we experienced in the Gulf States with Katrina and Rita, or it can be something as simple as spilling a cup of coffee on your laptop. Mm-hmm. And if that data hasn't been backed up, and if you're a road warrior traveling and doing a lot of business, you know, you could find yourself in as bad a situation or worse than if your building flooded. So it's really critical that you spend some time, understand what that critical data is comprised of, and then there are many, many different options on how you can secure that. As simple as using a thumb drive and keeping that thumb drive someplace safe, if you're in your safe deposit box at your bank, all the way through online solutions for data storage, which are available, typically have a charge associated with them. But there's any number of different ways that a small business owner and anybody else, quite frankly, can protect that critical data and really be on top of this issue.
That's Ken makes a good point, Lisa. The opportunities to back up data today is so simple. I mean, years ago we had tape drives, then we had the peripheral hard drives, which we still have all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But today, as Ken mentioned, we have thumb drives, we've got online backup, which I'm going to ask you to talk to us about some of those different ways when we come back, Lisa.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to Lisa Baker to remind us about some of the different resources that are out there, devices and resources that are available to help you make sure that your stuff, your data, your assets, your valuable assets, your intellectual property gets backed up. Right back, Ken Yancey with SCORE, Lisa Baker's with HP, I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm with you. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friends Ken Yancey and Lisa Baker. Ken is CEO of SCORE. That's SCORE.org. It's an outstanding organization of volunteers who are standing by ready to help you all over the country. If you're a small business or want to be, they'll help you out. And it's a great service that they offer. And I think I mentioned the website, SCORE.org. Ken, they can go there and find where a local SCORE chapter is, can't they?
They certainly can. We have a zip code search capability. They can also avail themselves of the counseling right there online. We've been counseling online, Jim, since 1997. So if they choose to engage us in that web environment, they can do that. We've got some new online workshops available, so the site's a really robust learning opportunity.
Right. Outstanding. And Lisa Baker, folks, is Director of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses at HP. And Lisa, why don't you give us your website, please?
Yes, it's www.hp.com/go/SBC. That stands
right
for Small Business Connection.
There you go. Now, we're going to get back into the data backup in just a second. We're going to get Lisa to do as I promised, and that's to tell you about all the different ways that people can back up, resources and tools. But before we do, HP and SCORE, folks, is continuing a program that I have believed in from day one. In fact, the record shows will show how much that I've directly supported in terms of being in attendance at a number of the business matchmaking events. I've always felt like business matchmaking was a great idea. Whenever I've gone there and I've seen what they've done, seen the people attending there, it's just been very exciting to me to see the energy, Lisa, that has been there. And you guys are continuing that, and I want to congratulate you.
Yeah, it is. It's just been a great, great journey. We've learned so much. We've really, facilitated thousands and thousands of meetings between small businesses and, like I said, government and private organizations. And Ken, I don't know if you have the latest statistics in terms of how much revenue has actually been awarded and won, but it's pretty staggering number.
You know, hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts have been let, Jim, as a result of this matchmaking event. And, HP has been on the forefront since 2003 putting these together. And we've got two coming up, one on November the 1st in Dallas at the Dallas Convention Center downtown there, and then on December 11th in Little Rock, Arkansas. We have an event, and again, we'll be matching HP, we'll be matching small business owners that are on the GSA schedule with procurement officials from federal, state, county, local governments, as well as from the private sector in the area. So it's a great opportunity for small businesses that want to try to sell to the federal government, state government, or these larger organizations.
Lisa, can they still go to businessmatchmaking.com?
Yes, they can.
And that's how they can find out what the next schedule is. There for a while, and I have to admit that I haven't kept up with matchmaking in 07 as much as I used to. But are there still some virtual matchmaking events going on?
There are, because not everyone can travel to those cities. We only go to 4 to 6 cities a year with the business matchmaking format.
Right.
But there is the online application, and then there is the online virtual matchmaking. Where they can actually establish contacts.
And this is free, too, right, for attendees? They just got to get enrolled.
Absolutely.
That's okay, correct.
And advice is that the sooner they enroll, the better, because those time slots fill up very quickly.
I've actually seen people go to one to practice for the one that was near them.
Mm-hmm.
just to work on that. It's a cool thing, folks. I encourage you to check it out, businessmatchmaking.com. Okay, let's talk about some of the backup tools. Ken mentioned, Lisa, that there actually are some devices like a USB, a thumb drive you can put in there. You can get up to 4 gigabytes now, I think, for thumb drives. But there also are some online services, aren't there?
Absolutely. So when we've gone around the country and we've held these workshops, we really, it really runs the gamut in terms of what businesses can actually afford to implement. So we want to tell people that there are simple, easy, affordable solutions out there that can at least get you started in terms of backing up your data. So we all know that, every business uses their technology differently, and kind of a normalizing metric, if you will, is how long can a business really be up and running without their critical information? And answering that question will help small businesses frame up what type of solution is best for the business. Ken mentioned the thumb drives. Those are very affordable devices that, at a minimum, you should be copying all your critical company information to and storing that somewhere off-site in the event of a flood or a fire or
theft
of your unit.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if everybody knows this, but we have some recent statistics that on the laptop computer, as an example, and we know everybody's going mobile these days, 2,000 laptops are lost or stolen in this country every day. So if you every day.
Unbelievable.
So if you are at least backing up, with a thumb drive, you know that you've got that data protected.
Right. But don't back it up and put the thumb drive into the bag with a computer.
That's right.
put it in your pocket, give it to your mother, whatever. Do something else with it. But also online resources. There are resources where you can back up online as well, aren't there?
Right. So we've got a range of different storage solutions that could provide both on-site backup, so different storage devices, redundant hard drives, or there are off-site facilities that provide, depending on, how much data you want to back up,
right.
Store that data off-site, and that's...
Lisa, we've got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Ken Yancey with SCORE, Lisa Baker with HP, thank you both for being here today. Good job today.
Thank you,
Jim. We appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Mike Menzies right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 After. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.